This is Fresh Air. Jazz trombonist and composer Rod Levitt has never been a major star, but jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says he is a major talent. Levitt played in Dizzy Gillespie's band in the late 50s. He performed and recorded with arranger Gil Evans and has written for bandleader Peter Duchin. The music Kevin's reviewing was originally from some albums Levitt recorded in the early 60s. This is a Levitt composition called Vera Cruz.
One of the joys of listening to jazz for a living is stumbling across wonderful old music everyone seems to have forgotten. There's a new CD sampler out called the RCA Victor Jazz Workshop, The Arrangers, most of which consists of 1956 recordings by Hal McCusick and Johnny Carisi. But tucked away at the end of the program are five 1964 tracks by trombonist Rod Levitt and his orchestra. Actually, it's a big-sounding octet with pianist Cy Johnson and the Swedish trumpeter Rolf Eriksson. Levitt is not well known nowadays. He doesn't turn up in the history books. And those five tracks were my introduction to his music. Hearing them made me an instant fan, and made me wonder how so splendid an arranger and so striking a player could have fallen into obscurity. His trombone sound is enormous. On Mr. Barrelhouse, a tune which slips neatly from 4/4 swing to waltz time and back again, it's broad and slobbery enough for a circus band. Around the time he recorded these sides, Levitt cited Woody Herman's great trombonist Bill Harris and Ellington's plunger mute virtuoso Tricky Sam Nanton as prime inspirations. Neither was a common influence in the early 60s, though Levitt's contemporary Roswell Rudd had come up with a somewhat similar mix. But while Rudd achieved justifiable fame, Levitt never did, either as player or composer. In the 50s, he'd written for marching bands and later played for shows at Radio City Music Hall. He'd obviously listened to Gil Evans and George Russell, too, but Levitt synthesized those strains into a complex style unlike anyone else's. His orchestrations could be subtle and finely detailed. The band's three saxophonists doubled on various woodwinds, and his pieces tend to evolve through a series of structures and textures. Often, they reflect the same exuberant streak as his trombone work. Here's Rod Levitt's Holler No. 3. The drummer is Ronnie Bedford. Thank you. I don't want to slight the other fine music on this new CD. The Gil Evans and George Russell arrangements Hal McCusick plays are interesting, if not their best. Hearing them in conjunction with Levitt's and Johnny Carisi's charts shows how profoundly Evans and Russell influenced a few of their colleagues. Still, it's the Levitt sides I keep going back to. He recorded four albums in the early 60s for RCA and Riverside. All are out of print and likely to remain so, but I've managed to track them down. While the five newly reissued pieces are certainly among his best, Rod Levitt's entire output is due for some upward revaluation.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. Rod Levitt's music is featured on the RCA Victor Jazz Workshop, The Arrangers, on the RCA Bluebird label. This is Fresh Air.